You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Everyone to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. I am super excited for today's episode. We're going to cover a topic that is top of mind for everybody right now. Today's topic is security and compliance. And really how SMBs could get started today to ensure their security posture is, you know, up to the highest standards that it could be. And also, if there are different compliance needs, you know, that your organization has to abide by, we're going to really highlight some ways to efficiently get those compliances in place. Before all that, before I get ahead of myself, super excited to hand this over to my co-host, Hayden.
Here we are, Ben. We're back again. Another exciting episode, though. I know this is something that our listeners are on the edge of their seats for, so I'm happy to dive into it. Everybody, great to see you all again and have you all listening today. My name is Hayden Chase Kuzma. I'm an account manager here at AWS. I've been at AWS for just a little over 3 years now, specifically in the SMB industry, so very excited to be talking to everybody. I'm based out of Seattle, Washington. And today, we always like to ask, if you've been a listener before, you know it, what are we drinking? Today, I'm drinking a Ghost Energy. This is something that keeps the lights on for Ben and I. We're big advocates for it. Waiting for our sponsorship, hopefully sometime soon. But yeah, Ben, I'll hand it back to you, my friend. Let's hear about it.
Perfect. Yeah, super excited. Just a quick intro. I work with a lot of SMB customers, just like Hayden. You know, currently covering a lot of SMB customers that use AWS that are located here on the West Coast. With that being said, when it comes to what am I drinking today, I have some lime-flavored sparkling water. The nice. Funny joke is that I already drank the rest of my energy drink, so the caffeine's going and we're ready to rock and roll.
That's awesome. Well, guys, guys and girls, we always like to start with, you know, why you should listen to Ben and I. We've been doing Cloud with a Chance of Awesome now for over a year. I mean, this is an awesome segment for us to highlight specific services, specific ways SMB customers can get started with AWS, continue leveraging AWS, and just modernize your business. So why you should listen to us? We have combined over 6 years of SMB experience here at AWS. We cover a handful of states together and are subject matter experts when it comes to ways to leverage AWS for SMB customers. So today, the agenda for the conversation for us would just be to give an overview of security and compliance here at AWS, specifically in SMB. Then we're going to dive into how SMB customers can leverage AWS when it comes to security and compliance. And then lastly, what are the programs that are available for you, the SMB customer, to leverage today to get started in your security and compliance stance with AWS? After we have that conversation, Ben and I will introduce Kayla to have her coveted Kayla's Corner, where she'll dive into our security and compliance visibility review, which is our SCVR, bit of a tongue twister there, for everybody to learn about and how they can leverage that. And then lastly, we'll have our guest segment where Jake and Matt from our partner here at AWS RiskPoint will join us, share a little bit about their business, how they partner with SMB customers, and what security and compliance solutions they bring to the table. So exciting episode, to say the least, Ben.
Yes, very excited. And you know what, just to kick things off, I'm curious to hear a bit more, Hayden. You know, what are the conversations around security like that you're having with your SMB customers?
Yeah, that's a great way to open it up. Obviously, I'm sure anybody listening, this is top of mind. Obviously, if you want to put it top of mind or not, it's always in your mind when making a business decision, integrating a new solution, or just talking to your customers on a daily basis. So this is something I think is brought up in many of my engagements quite often earlier rather than later, which is great to hear. But an interesting statistic, Ben, that I found when we were doing some due diligence prior to the episode, 61% of cyber attacks were targeted at SMBs this past year. So that's a bit of a shocking statistic, especially when you're looking at vulnerabilities within your ecosystem. And that's something that AWS does a phenomenal job of getting ahead of when working with you. So I don't have to say much. These are some statistics from the AWS side, but we have over 300 security, compliance, and governance services and features, as well as support for over 143 security standards and compliance certifications. So when I say we're the right folks for the job, I mean, AWS is such a well-established background in SNC that SMB customers sure should feel confident when leveraging us. So I just want to kind of start the precedent there, really lay the land for what you can expect from AWS when it comes to security to kind of ease your way into leveraging us. But that's to me, Ben. I think conversations are, to recap, front of mind for my customers. I'm curious what you're hearing. I know we cover two different sides of the West Coast here. Is it somewhat the same or a bit different?
Yeah, very similar, but there's also a lot of excitement when it comes to this subject, especially for SMB customers. Mm-hmm. One of the things I hear quite often from my customers that they're excited to leverage a lot of the AWS services and tools that a lot of large organizations in government and finance can leverage as well, such as the CIA, NASDAQ, and even some organizations that have large tech applications such as like Netflix or Disney Plus, right? As an SMB, you can leverage a lot of the same security offerings that they're leveraging as well to ensure their environment is safe.
Yeah, I think that's huge, especially when you look at it, these larger enterprises. I know it's difficult to compare maybe a small media and entertainment company to Disney Plus or Netflix, but still, if these larger enterprises are leveraging AWS and trusting their security with us, that's got to give you somewhat of trust in the brand and in the company to protect your company as well. So I like that comparison, Ben. I will say one thing that comes up quite often in my conversations when it comes to security and compliance, whether I'm bringing it up, my solutions architects bringing it up, or my customer, is the shared responsibility model. Now, for our listeners who don't know what that is, Ben, can you give us a bit of a rundown of what the shared responsibility model is and any more insight you can there?
Yes, for sure. So the big theme at AWS is that you pay for what you use. You get started, and spin up resources when you're ready. And a lot of my customers love that flexibility. With that being said, the shared responsibility model outlines some items when it comes to security and compliance that AWS is responsible for. And then there's some items that the end customer is responsible for. So a good example of this is like the data centers for AWS, the physical security of it is on the responsibility of AWS. When it comes to securing your environment, you're able to set the policies in place, utilize the items you want to use in your cloud environment to ensure it's up to your standard. Like we alluded to, there's a number of AWS services to assist here, a lot of AWS partners as well. And I'm very excited later on the show to be joined by RiskPoint to really highlight how they've helped a lot of SMB customers in this space. But there's a lot of options that, really ensure that the customer side of the shared responsibility model, they're equipped with the right tools to ensure that they're secure. And depending on the compliance, they have the eligibility to be compliant, whether that's HIPAA or SOC 2, what have you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the big thing for me too, Ben, is my customers, when it comes to the shared responsibility model, they're pretty much on top of their side of the bargain, right? Like I feel like when I'm having these conversations, I'm bringing up ways to secure the environment, ensuring your IAM's in the right position. And a lot of these customers are on top of that. So that's really exciting to hear that that's front of mind for my customers when getting started. And they say, oh, the shared responsibility model, you don't got to worry about us here. We have a good understanding of where we stand.
Yes, perfect. And Hayden, just for the sake of time, I'm curious, before we jump into Kayla's Corner and then our guest segment with RiskPoint, I'm curious to get your thoughts on where can SMB customers get started today if security and compliance is front of mind for them?
That's a great question, Ben. What I've heard from my listeners and my customers who've tuned into the podcast is they love this segment where they get the direct action item, where to get started on the topic we're speaking about today, right? So the biggest thing that I can put in front of you is, one, connect with your account team. If you aren't today, reach out to AWS via Contact Us, and you'll be routed to the right account team to speak with you. That will start off with SA review sessions. Let's hop on a call, learn about your current stance, where you're looking to go, and how you're looking to get there. And we could first start off by understanding that your security is in the right aspect. I think that's something that we are very comfortable in having that conversation. And it'll provide you just a high-level overview of how confident you should be. Now, let's say we want to dive in a bit deeper here. Let's peel the onion back a bit more. Then let's talk about, I know we've spoken about this in the podcast before, but let's talk about the well-architected review framework, right? This is a way to understand in many facets where your account sits today in terms of your environment in AWS. Is my cost under control? Am I provisioned in the correct manner? Am I up to date with my compliances? How does my security posture today? The well-architected review framework will give you those answers in a very digestible way. So that's often the first thing I throw at my customers is, hey, let's take a step back, run a well-architected review, and understand where you are. Another thing is, let's say we don't want to go the well-architected review route. There's many other partner-led incentives and programs we can leverage to get you that high-level view. You'll hear from RiskPoint later today. They have a risk assessment they run that gives you that same level of digestive information to give you that confidence when making a secure decision. So I think there's just a lot of resources out there you as the SMB customer can leverage that your account team is happy to introduce you to. And then last but not least, we have our SCVR program that Kayla's going to speak about that I think is an incredible way to get started today when it comes to your security posture as well as your compliancy understanding there. Ben, just lastly, you know, we talked a lot about security. I would love to understand in terms of compliances, what are you hearing from your customers that's top of mind for them?
So I'm hearing a lot when it comes to, you know, hey, we're building out a set product for a lot of customers, such as, you know, in the healthcare space or mm-hmm. with financial services type companies or even, yep. you know, that their end customer is a government entity. There's a lot of regulation and compliance they have to abide by. And, you know, sometimes, hey, we have this great product and they have to go back to the drawing board and ensure that, you know, everything is compliant, eligible, and you know, go through the steps of getting that compliance. So, you know, there's always a lot. And what a lot of my customers like connecting with AWS is, you know, going through the contact us page, connecting with your account team. You always do have the ability to, you know, have a team of subject matter experts around you to help guide you during that journey of getting compliant. With that being said, for the sake of time, we will hand it over to Kayla for Kayla's Corner. Really excited for to learn more about the security review that you could conduct with your solution architect.
Hello, everyone. This is Kayla Jing. I'm a solutions architect at AWS supporting SMB customers. Today, I'm going to talk about security, identity, and compliance on AWS, and how to proven security to accelerate your innovation. As customers build, run, and scale applications on the cloud, security remains a top priority. Leaders have traditionally viewed security as cumbersome to the process of innovation. This is complicated by a global shortage of security professionals with expertise in cloud environments, the evolving threat landscape, and increasing demands around data protection and privacy. So traditionally, organizations have been forced into a binary trade-off, either move quickly or stay secure. Due to the overly manual security processes, Infosys is often forced to slow things down to human speed so they can ensure the security of the organization. Today, it is possible to automate many of the basic security tasks, like patching, and with the right tooling to gain the visibility needed to accurately identify and monitor critical assets and data. With the cloud, all of this is made easier, so you can stay agile while maintaining and, in many cases, improving security. By providing highly integrated logging and monitoring, as well as integrated tools to automate core security functions, organizations can use AWS to innovate quickly and maintain their security posture. Customers need to be confident that they are migrating and building on a secure cloud foundation. They are looking for ways to move security from something that is tacked on at the end of a process, slowing innovation, to something automated and integral to every step of development. This frees their limited security teams to focus their expertise on tasks with the highest value to the business. Finally, customers need trusted partners to extend the benefits of the cloud with consulting expertise, managed services, and innovative technology, making sure that their organization is secure from end to end. As organizations migrate and build on cloud, they need assurance that they have a secure foundation. AWS has the most proven operational experience of any cloud provider. Our cloud infrastructure is highly trusted and secure by design, giving customers the confidence to accelerate innovation. Customers benefit from a cloud and network architecture built to meet the requirements of the most security-sensitive organizations, including governments, financial services, and healthcare. Security is the central pillar around which AWS infrastructure and services are designed and managed. Building securely should be the path of least resistance, with no trade-off between security with speed. With security automation, teams spend their limited time on the highest value tasks, reduce human error, and scale security best practices across the organization. AWS provides organization-wide controls that automate infrastructure and application security checks to continually enforce security and compliance controls. Customers can then implement automated reasoning tools to mathematically prove the highest levels of security. Organizations require powerful capabilities, designed and built by experts, which encode years of experience, knowledge, and best practices, all available at their fingertips. They don't want to navigate this changing threat and compliance landscape alone. AWS security services and solutions help customers implement every step of their organization's optimal security posture, from identifying risks to remediation. Customers can even extend the benefits of AWS by using security technologies and consulting services in the AWS partner network. AWS look after the security of the cloud, and customers look after your security in the cloud. Security of the cloud means AWS is responsible for protecting the infrastructure that runs all of the services offered in the AWS cloud. This infrastructure is composed of the hardware, software, networking, and facilities that run AWS cloud services. Security in the cloud means customer responsibility will be determined by the AWS cloud services that a customer selects. This determines the amount of configuration work the customer must perform as part of their security responsibilities. For example, services such as Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud, Amazon EC2, Amazon Virtual Private Cloud, Amazon VPC, and Amazon S3 are categorized as infrastructure as a service, and as such, require the customer to perform all of the necessary security configuration and management tasks. If a customer deploys an Amazon EC2 instance, they are responsible for management of the guest operating system, including updates and security patches, any application software or utilities installed by the customer on the instance, and the configuration of the AWS-provided firewall called a security group on each instance. AWS is your guide in understanding and executing best practices to manage and reduce security risk and protect your networks and data. Built by experts, AWS Security, Identity, and Compliance Services give you the confidence to keep building and innovating. According to Gartner, nearly all successful attacks on cloud services are the result of customer misconfiguration, mismanagement, and mistakes. Security and risk management leaders should invest in cloud security posture management processes and tools to proactively and reactively identify and remediate these risks. We offer a program called Security and Compliance Visibility Review, SCVR. The SCVR program helps customers gain visibility into what is going on in their AWS environments by automating security and compliance checks described in the AWS Foundational Security Best Practices by leveraging AWS Config and AWS Security Hub. If the customer does not currently have AWS Config enabled, the Aligned Solutions Architect can apply for $100 in credits towards AWS Config. So if you care about the security of your workload running in the cloud, reach out to your account manager and solutions architect today. We will help you get started. That's it for Kayla's Corner today. Thank you. Back to you, Ben and Hayden.
Hey everyone, I'm super excited to start off our guest segment for today's episode. I know we covered a lot when it comes to security and compliance, and we have these subject matter experts here in the room with us. I'm super excited to welcome Jake Nix, CEO, and Matt Druyor, COO of RiskPoint.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ben. We're very excited to be on.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, gentlemen, for hopping on. Really excited to get into the questions today. I know Ben and I prepared these, and our audience is excited to hear more about RiskPoint. So I guess we'll start there. Jake or Matt, can you tell us a bit more about RiskPoint? I would love to kind of hear who you are, what you do, and how our customers can leverage you there.
Yeah, no, we'd love to give you a little bit of background here. RiskPoint is a FedRAMP and StateRAMP 3PAO, which means we've been explicitly authorized by FedRAMP and StateRAMP to provide advisory and assessment services as experts in the field. We also have a fair amount of expertise in the commercial side of the house. So we're a CPA firm. We work as ISO certified implementers. We also have a high trust readiness license, along with a vast array of different pen test licenses and a pretty cool new piece of software that we may explore a little bit in preview with you guys today that's built on AWS. We also have a bunch of security engineers. So our mission as a company in terms of our capabilities is to bring back that trust-focused security. And so all of this compliance becoming a checkbox is really what we're fighting against in the market. And so we bring that expertise to build your security program in a way that you can trust and your customers can trust. Matt, you have anything to add?
Yeah, no, I think one thing we always say we like to focus on in addition to being trust focused is we bring custom tailored solutions. So we're not gonna have a playbook that we're gonna force down anyone or anything like that. We're gonna build engagements and build projects that are going to meet our customers' objectives specifically in a way that's most effective and efficient for them.
Perfect. Super excited to really jump into this. This is the a unique question that we always ask our guest. This is a podcast focus for the small, medium-sized businesses that work with AWS. So I'm curious, what does SMB mean to you?
Oh, that's such a good question. For me, SMB is where a lot of innovation happens, right? And that's what excites us to work in the SMB market. You have a lot of thinkers and folks that are pushing the envelope. Just because they're an SMB does not mean that they're not going to change the world, right? And one of the things that we try to focus on where Matt was talking about not bringing just a framework to them, but really understanding their business, is keeping that innovation unlocked, just making it a little bit safer. And so for me, you know, being in the SMB and focusing a lot of our services in the SMB, to me it just means, where are you at in your journey, right? It's, we're still emerging, we're still innovating, we're still getting that market understanding. And a big part of it is doing it securely and providing that enterprise level security and comfort to all of the customers out of the SMB so that they can reach that world changing goal that they have.
Yeah, I think one thing I would add too is it's really cool for us in the SMB space because that's where we get to integrate most with our clients and become almost one with their teams and make the biggest impact and see the biggest value add. So we really enjoy working in the SMB space because we feel we can really get integrated with our clients and make a big impact there.
Yeah, no, I think that's a big piece too, especially with small, medium businesses. It's huge to have a one-team approach. I feel like when you bring in a partner who can walk in the customer's shoes and really align with their team, that drives such an impact. And what we like to say here, it earns a lot of trust. So that's exciting to hear, at least for our listeners, I can imagine. Now, if we take a step back, I would love to hear kind of the backstory and how the company was founded. You know, what brought you here today and really what solution drove you to want to start the company. So Jake, I'll probably hand it over to you here to tell us a little bit.
Yeah, no, this is my favorite story to tell because I really loved what I did in my career before starting RiskPoint. You know, I started at Ernst & Young in financial statement auditing, moved over to PwC where Matt and I met and did IT process control auditing, and then moved back to EY where I sat in their global risk transformation practice doing SAP consulting and then eventually cyber consulting. And what drove me to start RiskPoint was really the limitations I had at EY. And so you'd think, global firm, unlimited resources, all of the best thinkers. And that was true, but because it was such a large firm, we couldn't do what we were supposed to do for customers. You know, I'd be sitting at the Under Armour World headquarters or at one of my other clients while I was at EY, and I would see a solution right in front of me, something that could make a real impact for our customer. And I had to go talk to someone in London to get them on the same page before I could ever take it to the customer. And if it wasn't a good fit for Ernst & Young's portfolio, I didn't get approval. And so that inability to really do something that I knew would make a difference for my client is what drove me to found RiskPoint. And that is one of our core values today, is doing the right thing for each individual customer. And one of the fun things about doing it in the SMB space is not only do we have that flexibility, when they're looking at how to achieve their goals, they have the flexibility to work with us. And we actually get to do some new and innovative things in the cybersecurity and compliance space too. The first thing that I did when we got started here was looked at what a normal change order process looked like at EY and said, we're never going to do that at RiskPoint. And to this day, we have never looked at it and said, we can't do it because National says we can't. And we've never looked at it and said, this is the right thing to do and you got to pay us this change order before we do it. We just go do the right thing. And Matt's been involved since day one, just a little less officially back then. So Matt, I don't know if there's anything that you want to add color-wise to that.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think one thing I'm really proud of that we do at RiskPoint is we try to bring the best of what we saw at the EYs and PwCs of the world as far as quality customer service with our clients, making sure it's a good experience. But also learning from some of the things that we felt was a little bit of a strain, like Jake mentioned. So we're really trying to kind of bring the best of what we did like and kind of what we didn't like and put our best foot forward with our version of kind of a best service offering there.
It's so exciting to hear, you know, the founder's journey and how you all ended up here today. And, you know, I'm curious to get your thoughts here. when it comes to working with a lot of the SMB customers, you know, you all are the subject matter experts when it comes to security compliance. I'm curious to hear a bit more. What are some of the common misconceptions that you hear from SMB customers when it comes to security and compliance?
Yeah, my favorite is, if we put all of these processes in place to get this certification, it's going to slow us down and it's going to make us have a lower quality product. That is an area that ever since day one has been a misconception. And we've seen customers that have had downtime and production deployment failure rates come back to us after we're through the process and go, I can't believe it, but we actually got a better SDLC out of this entire thing. And that's a big part of where we like to sit and really get in there with the engineers and say, all right, I don't want you to just put a JIRA ticket in and say, I've tested this and it's approved so that you can pass an audit. I want to get with you and think about, what is it that gives us comfort that what's going to production is safe for our customers and good for the stability of our system? You know, those are the pieces to me in the SMB that are always kind of fun to watch them be surprised by. And that's one of the reasons we're such big proponents and try to get the message out of, it's important to work with somebody that's going to come to you and work in your way. Matt, I know that you have a lot of experience in this realm too, so I don't want to steal any of your thunder here.
Yeah, no, one thing that kind of popped into my head immediately when the question was asked was, we hear a lot that we're either too early in our journey or too small of a company to start looking at security and compliance. And the, you know, the misconception there is, the earlier you start, the smaller you are, the easier it is to ingrain that in your culture as you scale and continue to grow. So we try to tell folks that, you know, it's never too early in your journey to start looking at some of these foundational things and building them into your processes, building them into your SDLC, things along those lines. Because as you continue to grow and scale, it's just going to be easier and easier to keep scaling with those controls in place.
Well, and the one thing I'd add on there, Matt, is there's so many customers that will come to us 3 months after signing a contract, and they'll be like, we said that we're high trust certified, or we said that we have a SOC 2, or we said that we have an ISO certification. And they're like, we don't know what to do. Like, they're asking for it. What do we do? And the funny part is, you know, that's where we see a lot of value in things like our virtual CISO service, because those contracts are, most times, if you bring an educated person to the conversation, negotiable. Like, a lot of our customers, when they're first entering a regulated space, we'll sit down with the vendor procurement team and say, hey, we're doing really good things in security. Here's some evidence of that. Here's our roadmap to compliance. Let's sign a contract now, and in the next 6 to 12 to 18 months, we'll build up those certs. And some of the biggest names in the space out there in terms of buyers of SaaS solutions like UPMC, they have that program. They have that interest. You just have to know to go ask for it, and you have to have the right competence that you're not just saying, this is too hard, I can't do it. You're saying, we recognize this is important, and we're going to get there at our timeline, which helps a lot with budget when it comes to security and compliance.
Yeah, I liked what you said there too, Matt, as well, was just in regards to customers thinking it's too early to start talking. We're too small, right? That's never a good answer, in my opinion, because we want to be confident. Like Jake mentioned, is let's build you up, give you that confidence, and work with your team there. So I think our listeners are excited. They would love to hear kind of maybe some use cases. How are you working with SMB customers today? If you have to dial in your customers, focus on your SMB segment, what comes to mind? If there's a specific service you have offering, you know, what's a good way that our SMB customers can resonate with what RiskPoint brings to the table?
Yeah, I think it's got to be our virtual team experience, right? So one of the things that we see in the market today, especially in the SMB space, is either there's not the right level of talent in the market, or there's not the right level of budget for the organization to have a chief information security officer. There's a ton of really competent folks out there that are shops of one that do this, but there's not a lot that do it the way RiskPoint does. And what we see a lot of success in is getting that one point person in the customer's door, getting them to be the experts of that technology, and then bringing the power of a firm that understands FedRAMP, StateRAMP, CMMC, HITRUST, ISO, SOC, any T6, any of the alphabet soup that's out there, to get them as they continue to grow. Because when you find yourself hitting one compliance standard, you're probably going to hit 3 to 5 to 6 to 7 as you scale into that enterprise. And if you have someone that has the wide range of skills like RiskPoint, you can build it in a way where you're not creating compliance debt and tech debt to quickly scale and hit SOC 2. And that's like, oh no, we designed ourselves into a corner. We have to completely redesign for HITRUST. Or we got a federal contract, we have to completely redesign for FedRAMP. And so I'd say that in our SMB space, that's the use case. The thing I'm most proud of, and some specific examples, we've worked with a lot of the SMB teams to the point where, you know, we go to the company retreats, we go to, for a couple of our customers, I get the pleasure of going to their executive retreats, sitting in their strategy sessions. It is truly being a member of their team. And that's the most fun part of the SMB space for me and for Matt, is it's, you know, you get to ride along in these cool journeys where you have brilliant founders and VPs of engineers that just need somebody that gets their business, gets their tech, and can provide that level of assurance of we're doing the right thing to protect data and maintain privacy and availability. Matt, I would love your thoughts on this too.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I'm still a little salty that you got to go on the executive golf outing for one of our clients, and I didn't, but we won't go into that right now. But, you know, kind of, I totally agree with the virtual team experience being like the number one offering that makes sense. I think another one that might make sense is our vulnerability management and penetration testing services, just because if any of our customers don't maybe have an established compliance program or established controls in place, a good penetration test, you know, gives you a good snapshot of what your product looks like and any vulnerabilities you may have that you're putting out there. So just to kind of add on there, that I think that might be another kind of the second one that comes to mind for me that would be a good kind of starting point, good fit.
And a little shout out to the AWS teams that have helped us develop our own product. We have something pretty cool for SMBs that make it a lot more accessible from a price perspective to keep that threat awareness up, and also makes it a lot easier to work with a really good team of pen testers. So something to be on the lookout for general release in May is that radar tool.
Well, that's super exciting, and you know, I'm very excited to you know, see the positive impact that has for our SMB customers. You know, this is our last question. I think it's probably one of the most important questions, however. You know, for the folks listening today, you know, what's the next best step for them to take? You know, I know security and compliance is top of mind for essentially everybody in today's space, but curious, how do customers get started?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. You know, for me, there's two places to start. One is strategy. Where do you want to work in the market? Where do you want to go? If you're going to attack the healthcare industry as your first mover, that's going to be a completely different answer than if you want to go into the federal space or if you want to go into like deep security tooling. So really understanding what vertical is first and then developing your plan around that is going to help eliminate a lot of your headaches. But then if you're a little higher in the, or a little further along in your use case and you have good active contracts, making sure that you understand what you've agreed to. One of the things we see in a lot of the startup and SMB space is your primary goal is like, we can sell this. This is a viable product. We're going to sustain this and we're going to grow it. And so you'll be out there, especially before you have a CISO or a general counsel, signing all of these agreements, and you'll, next thing you know, be out of compliance with your contracts and never even realize it. And there's a few different ways that can happen, right? You can not be looking at the contracts that you're signing with your customers. You cannot have a standard for your own organization, and you're probably not looking at third-party risk management. And so a great place to start is, what is everything I've committed to? What do I want my program to be? And do all of my vendors meet that? That is an easy way to take a known source and just kind of do that compare across, right? Because it's already there, it already exists. You can put someone without security expertise on it to read the contracts and make it an old school Excel if you want to, just to say, here's where it works, here's where it doesn't. Matt, I know that you have a little bit more pragmatic and less nerdy approach to this, so I'll turn it to you.
I definitely agree. You stole my thunder a little bit there, but I would kind of add on to that, you know, maybe just starting with a foundational risk assessment to identify all of the assets that you have in your environment and identifying what risks you have to those assets. And really just understanding what your threat landscape looks like in your environment and what kind of controls you have in place to mitigate those to an acceptable level. From there, you can look at implementing new processes, new controls, maybe a SOC 2 framework or something like that that helps mitigate those risks. But starting with a good foundational risk assessment is always a good way to get a holistic look of, you know, what does my risk profile actually look like?
Incredible. Yeah, well, I think that was our last question. I just really can't highlight enough for our listeners. I mean, just starting with that risk assessment that you both were talking about, I mean, that's huge. That gives our customers an ability to understand their business and where any shortcomings may be, any vulnerabilities, et cetera. So I can't thank you both enough, Jake, Matt. Thanks for hopping on and joining us today. And we can't wait to connect our customers with you both.
Thanks, Hayden. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.